Now, in case I don't get any farther, I want you to remember this. You get rid of bitterness like you get rid of any other sin that you commit. But the lie that the enemy says, when he quits lying about you, you'll feel better. Ah, suppose he doesn't quit. Suppose he just keeps on lying. Are you going to be bitter? Am I going to be bitter the rest of my life because somebody else insists on sinning? That doesn't make any sense at all. So the other person is never the cause of my sin. I sin volitionally because of different kinds of temptations. In a lot of cases, in bitterness, I was already in some sort of trouble when I got the jolt. I'll give you some examples. Many years ago, almost 40 years ago, I mean, quite 30-some anyhow, in the fall of 58, whatever that was, we moved to Annapolis, Maryland in October or November, and the house needed storm windows, and it didn't have storm windows, and I kept delaying and delaying and delaying until one cold day I thought I'd better put up the storm windows. Well, we didn't have storm windows. We had this plastic stuff that you put over the windows. And so I got out there with the stepladder and the plastic and the hammer and the tacks. I started on the kitchen windows. Well, I had several problems. Number one, the stepladder wasn't even. The stepladder kept wobbling. Two, the plastic was big. Three, my fingers were cold. Four, the tacks were tiny. And between cold fingers, tiny tacks, big plastic, and a wobbling stepladder, more tacks were falling on the ground than were getting put in the plastic. Well, being a godly Christian man, I thought I was being patient. Until my dear wife walked around the corner of the house and wondered what in the world was taking me so long. Her mistake, she wondered out loud. And I said something unchristian to her, and she turned around and went back in the house. And all she did was kick the jar. You know, she didn't cause me to be bitter, but I was bitter. You know, she shouldn't have said it. She'd stayed in the kitchen where she belonged. This wouldn't have happened. You know this, but I was bitter. But I knew that sooner or later I was going to confess my sin, and I wanted it to be later. But I knew that I had no guarantee that Bessie would confess hers because I just may have kicked her cup. And she would be in there saying he shouldn't have said it. Very bitter toward me. So with the anticipation that I knew that eventually I'd confess my sin, what hurried it up was I had no guarantee that Bessie would confess hers. And I might find myself in a cold house and not because of no storm windows. So I confessed on the stepladder. Went into the kitchen. She was not in the kitchen. Went into the living room, and she's sitting on the couch looking the other direction. And I thought, well, I'm in for it now. I sat down and told her that I'd confessed to God, and he'd forgive me. And would she forgive me? And she turned around and smiled. And she said, I know you have a sensitive conscience, so I've been in here praying for you. Well, you'd think you'd learn from that, but this sort of thing kept on happening. I won't say daily, but I remember two other instances. 10 years later, now 68, and we were now leaving Annapolis. And we had all kinds of decisions to make. What to do with this stuff, ship it, you know, give it away, sell it. So I was driving along making things I had to talk over with Bessie. And I thought about this one. I said, okay, we'll talk it over, make a decision. This one, we'll make a decision. This one, we'll make a decision. I kept going like, yeah, we'll talk about it, make a decision. I came to this one. Boy, if I even mention this, she's going to go through the overhead. So we got home. We talked about it. Decision, 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 decision. I mentioned this one. Why does she react? Why can't she think like a man? Why can't she talk and be sensible? And I was just bitter. how we couldn't come to a sensible decision. I don't even know what it was about. And I just steamed for the next 24 hours. That's all I could think about for 24 hours. Pulled into the yard, in the driveway the next day, in the car, and I'd made up my mind. I was going to go in and square her away and tell her how to think and talk and carry on a conversation. But I didn't do it. But that was my decision. And my point was, why does she react? And the Lord said to me, the Lord really said to me, oh, who's reacting? And it looks to me like you're reacting to her reacting. Well, I knew that was right, that it was my sin and my sin only. And I confessed it and have no idea what it was about. No idea what it was about.